Welcome to Wisdom Trek with Gramps. Wisdom is the final frontier in gaining true knowledge. We are on our daily trek to create a legacy of wisdom, to seek out discernment and insights, and to boldly grow where few have chosen to grow before. Hello, my friend. This is Gramps. Thanks for coming along on today's trek as we increase wisdom and create a living legacy. We are told in Proverbs chapter 16, verse 16, how much better to get wisdom than gold, and sound judgment than silver. We are on day 1695 of our trek, and it is time to explore another nugget of wisdom, which includes an inspirational quote along with some wise words from Gramps for today's trek. If you apply the words that you hear today, over time, it will help you to become more healthy, wealthy, and wise as you continue on your daily trek of life. So let's jump right in with today's nugget. And today's quote is from Thomas Watson, and it is, "A godly person is a praying person." So today's nugget is, a praying person. This quote is certainly true, but the opposite would also be true. A praying person is also a godly person. The two are intricately woven together like a tightly bound rope. It is impossible to conceive that a godly person does not also pray, or a person who does not pray could be a godly person. They go together like hand and glove, like bread and butter, like peanut butter and jelly. Prayer gives the person strength, courage, and a desire to live godly lives. Prayer is tied to forgiveness and love. It brings healing to our soul and also, as God grants, to the body. James chapter 5, verse 16 tells us, "Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." The earnest prayer of a righteous person has great power and produces wonderful results. Christ himself gave us a model for prayer during his discourse on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew chapter 6. He also provided many examples on how effective prayer was, as mentioned in Luke chapter 5, verse 16. But Jesus often withdrew to the wilderness for prayer. Now if Jesus, who is the perfect imager of God, needed to pray, we also who are imagers of God, yet not perfect, certainly need to pray all the more. Prayer is essential in our lives, but not to coerce God into giving us what we desire, but to bring our will in line with God's will. It is to draw us close to God, and then we will recognize how close God is to us. Therefore, we should maintain an attitude of prayer at all times and in every circumstance. This is God's will for us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. Always be joyful, never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And as you ponder this nugget of wisdom for yourself, please encourage your friends and family to join us and then come along with us tomorrow for another day of Wisdom Trek, creating a legacy. And if you'd like to listen to any of the past 1,694 treks or read the Wisdom Journals, they are all available at wisdom-trek.com. And I encourage you to subscribe to Wisdom Trek on your favorite podcast player so that each day's trek will be downloaded to you automatically. And if you've not done so, please consider giving us a 5-star rating so that others will join us in mining our nuggets of wisdom. And thank you so much for allowing me to be your guide, your mentor, but most importantly, I am your friend as I serve you through the Wisdom Trek Podcaster and Journal each day. And as we take this trek of life together, let us always live abundantly, love unconditionally, listen intentionally, learn continuously, lend to others generously, lead with integrity, and leave a living legacy each day. I am Guthrie Chamberlain reminding you to keep moving forward, enjoy your journey, and then create a great day every day. See you tomorrow for more daily wisdom.